if we can help people to come to know the person of Jesus and the life that is found in his word and in his indwelling Holy Spirit, that changes everything. We have to try to hesitate, you know, resist the urge to just give them a list of how to do everything and to really introduce them into a relationship. You know, the Bible talks about our relationship with him as a marriage. What kind of a marriage do you want to have? Do you want to have a marriage where it's good because you've learned how to obey all the rules of marriage? Or do you want to have a marriage that you're passionately a part of, where you're seeing life happen and life being lived and enjoyed because you are deeply involved in a relationship that is more about them?
This is The Calling, a family life original podcast with Steve Smith that features conversations with pastors talking about the challenges they face in their personal and professional lives as they minister to others and share the gospel. Our guest for episode 17 is Pastor Dave Gable of Gowanda Assembly of God.
Let me just get this out of the way right away. If you recognize that last name, for those who listen in the afternoons to Main and Gable, yes, there's a connection there. But Pastor Dave, I want to get one thing straight. If we go back to the Old Testament, Jesse, your son, now Jesse was the father of King David. How does that work?
That's right.
That probably wasn't in the plan, was it? Or was there any connection there? How did that all happen?
No. In fact, my wife and I, when we chose the name Jesse, we kept that a secret, and nobody knew that name until after he had been born. And it just, we knew it was his name. So I think it was one day we had been talking names. He's our firstborn, and an exciting thing for new parents to talk about. And we came across that name, and I think in that moment just knew that that was his name. So
Let's talk with your story. Growing up, where did you grow up? When did you, and this is a multi-layered question, but when at part of your life did you know that's like, oh, wait a minute, God's calling me to pastor? Or just tell us the Pastor Dave Gable story.
Yeah. So I would say that, I was actually born in Eustis, Florida. My dad and grandfather did some business together in orange groves and honeybees. So my dad and grandfather used to move swarms of honeybees north and south each year, depending on season. And I was born as we lived in Florida in the summer of 74. So I'm about to be 50. And grew up in the Western New York area from the time I was about 3 years old. I lived in the area basically that I live in now. And actually, as a young boy, attended a school and church at the church that I pastor now, which is a very unique situation. But I would say that I knew that there was a calling on my life even before I knew him. At 5 years old, remember praying that God would send more people to do his work. And when I was about 7 or 8, 1 year, my dad decided about this time of year that he was going to read the Bible for an hour every day and really began to discover what the Word of God had to say about life and truth and salvation and who Jesus was. And so about that time in my life, I remember watching actually a Billy Graham crusade with my mom in our living room, and first praying for him to come into my life, and always have known that there was a calling on my life to minister for him. And that has had an amazing outfolding. I've done all the different kinds of careers, but now for about 8.5 years, I've been pastoring full time. So.
And how did, it is a unique situation. You mentioned you went to school, and now you're the, you know, school church pastor now. When right. did that develop, and how long have you been pastoring at Gowanda Assembly of God?
So I've been pastoring here since October of 2015. And so my wife and I, when we were married in 94, began to do youth ministry here at the church and did that for about 10 years. And again, always knew that there was a call on my life. There were several times as pastors transitioned that people would ask me about potentially pastoring a church. And many of those times I was quite young still, just knew that it wasn't God's timing yet. I just, one of those things you just know. And I've done parachurch ministry with some close friends, with missions trips overseas and working with all different kinds of denominations in that time. And then found that in 2015, one close friend and pastor at the time of mine was transitioning out, that it was God's timing and it was time for me to move in. And that was a very great transition for our church. It wasn't new personalities and new ideas coming in so much as it was a community just taking a step in a direction. So
the answer to this could be either you could either take the positive or the negative side, but let's go positive on this one. What's the biggest surprise that you didn't expect, a blessing to come from being a pastor? I mean, you knew you were called to be a pastor, and now all of a sudden, okay, now I'm the pastor, and maybe it didn't happen right away, or maybe, you know, it's still going on, but what's the biggest surprise that you had personally of being a pastor?
Yeah, so it's funny because God's taking me through a time right now where I'm kind of looking back over life and things he's done, things he's blessed my wife and I with in life, and there are so many things that as much as I would like to say, you know, I have business experience or I've done different things and I have a, you know, an entrepreneurial thought process that I could see things happen, it's really not been the case. He has blessed things and put things in our lives that we can't look back and say we had a part in earning those things. And I would say life in general is like that. And ministry, I have found, is absolutely like that. Our church coming through COVID has seen some growth happen. We've been blessed in some ways. But I often say, in spite of us, you know, I would say the most important thing for a leader or a community to be holding on to is, what is God doing in your life personally today? Where is that depth increasing? Are you becoming a more responsive person to his call and leading on your life? And obviously that comes into, you know, the power of scripture in our life and his calling toward purity and just living a life really, really surrendered to him. And well, I think if I had to say the thing I'm most surprised about is the amazing things he has done that I both did not see coming and could not have orchestrated myself. That's been a wonderful surprise. And it's taken, honestly, some pressure off me, but it's taken time to embrace weakness, if you will.
Talking with Pastor Dave Gable, Gowanda Assembly of God. It's The Calling, a family life podcast for pastors, about pastors, as we encourage each other. In our own personal lives, whether you're a pastor or not a pastor, the Christian life is full of ups and downs and all over the place. As a pastor in 2024, what do you look at as your biggest challenge, maybe today and in the year ahead? What's a challenge for Pastor Dave Gable?
Yeah, I think for a lot of us, the challenge is looking at the world we live in and the trials and sometimes the drama that surrounds us. And we feel a deep responsibility for that. I can't speak for every pastor, but I don't see my job as a job. I see it as absolutely as a calling. And I often say it's like pastoring a couple of hundred people. They don't always need you every day. But you feel very responsible for areas of their lives and things they're going through. And the hard part about that is I can't change things immediately in their lives. I would love to be able to step in and change circumstances and be more of a help than is physically possible. But we have got to trust that if we can help people and coach their hearts to run after Jesus, to depend on him, to believe what he has said, and to find their peace and direction and purpose in him, that will affect every area of their lives. I think it's kind of like parenting teens or, you know, middle school or even young adults that have left home. There are some things that you cannot do, but he can. And if we can help them to run to him, they will find answers in him that we simply don't have in ourselves. Doing that is not easy. It's not easy.
It's a great point in that I've talked to other pastors who have talked about, and you just talked about it, the focusing and pointing people to Jesus, because there's the challenge. I don't know if it's a challenge. It's just reality in churches. There's ages from, you know, all ages, from newborns, but who are listening to your messages. You have the young people and you have the people who've been in the church forever, and they're on the back end of life here on earth. And it's like, oh, how do you preach to all those different ages? But to your point, when you preach focusing on Jesus, Jesus has that way of reaching everybody. Is that, speak to that a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. And I think one of the things that's really important too, as parents even, and as pastors and leaders, youth group leaders, and even the job that you guys do here on the radio with Family Life, if we can help people to come to know the person of Jesus and the life that is found in his word and in his indwelling Holy Spirit, that changes everything. We have to try to hesitate, you know, resist the urge to just give them a list of how to do everything and to really introduce them into a relationship. You know, the Bible talks about our relationship with him as a marriage. What kind of a marriage do you want to have? Do you want to have a marriage where it's good because you've learned how to obey all the rules of marriage? Or do you want to have a marriage that you're passionately a part of, where you're seeing life happen and life being lived and enjoyed because you are deeply involved in a relationship that is more about them than it is about you? That's where life is found. And I deeply want to help people find that so that they can live their lives. And by default, they're going to need me less and less and actually become an asset to the kingdom and spreading the word that has been spread to them.
And you can correct me if I'm wrong on this. I probably could talk to 100 or ask 100 pastors this question and maybe get a variety of 100 different answers. But I've never asked anybody about how you specifically prepare sermons. And again, probably different ways to do that. Have you ever found yourself, you know, we have staff meetings at Family Life and different people speak and you have a schedule. And so many people have said, okay, this is what I was going to speak about. And all of a sudden, a few days or leading up to it, all of a sudden, God just impressed on me this other thing that I'm going to talk about. Speak to all that. How you prepare sermons, and have you ever been in the place where, yeah, okay, I'm preparing this sermon, and all of a sudden, God just slammed right in front of my face. It's like, okay, I'm going to change directions because this is the way the Holy Spirit's leading me.
Yeah, for sure. That's a rare thing, I would think, normally. But I have had, on a Sunday morning, him flip the script. I had a moment where I was going into a Sunday morning live feed for my online community at 8 a.m. And I had a lady in our town call and say, could you please come talk to our grandson? And I did. And I came back and started the live feed 20 minutes late. But like, that's the body. Hmm. That's how we do that. I tend to be a topical thought process speaker. So I'm usually working off of just some basic bullet point notes. And those are prepared, you know, on a weekly basis. But it's more for me asking God what he's leading me into. And then commonly on a Sunday morning, it happened just this past Sunday again, where I'm sharing what God has laid on my heart. And he begins to peel back even more truth in that setting that becomes a powerful part of the sermon. So, it's great when you can plan out a series, or when you're, you know, expositorily preaching through a book, just verse by verse. It's nice to have that predictability, but there certainly are times when he's laying on your heart later than you would like to exactly where he's going. And there's times when he's inspiring things as you go. This past Sunday's sermon actually had its beginning in a coffee meeting with a young new believer on the past few weeks. And it was powerful, but I told him in that meeting, I said, this is going to become a sermon. I know it's going to become a sermon. And it was exciting to walk through that. And it was a great Sunday that week.
Do you find yourself, I've heard pastors say also that when you're preaching a certain sermon, it's like something that God's been dealing with you personally with. And they even said from the pulpit, and it's like, I'm preaching to myself, that kind of thing. Do you go along those lines where if God is dealing with you in a certain situation, maybe over a period of weeks or months, and you're like, okay, I have to preach on this because God's teaching me so many things that I have to pass this along?
Yeah, that for sure happens. I try to be open to him leading whether that's the case or not, sometimes he's dealing with me and he's leading me to preach in a different area. But absolutely. And I've said for a lot of years that I think one mistake that preachers can make, or pastors or leaders of any kind can make, is to make a really clear, pronounced delineation between them and their congregation. I'm calling people to live the very things that God is calling and pushing me in. You know, we all are so much more like each other than we are like him. And so I try not to make the mistake of my life being very different than their lives. We're all called to serve him. It's different job titles and activities during a week, but you know, the things he's doing in me, he's often trying to do in them as well. I think there have been times when people have said that a congregation can't rise beyond the level of its leadership. And so if God isn't working and pushing me all the time, will he be pushing them? I also try to be really honest. Often we'll share just human struggles. You know, sometimes you struggle with frustration or anger or really not wanting to let go in a situation where he wants to be Lord. And so I think it's endearing to a congregation to have leadership that's willing to be human and to be honest that we're all in this process, just on different parts of the road, I guess.
Talking with Pastor Dave Gable, Gowanda Assembly of God. If that last name sounds familiar for those just listening, Maine and Gable, afternoons on Family Life. Jesse Gable is Dave's son, and we are to stay humble and we are to stay teachable. So, Pastor Dave, what have you learned from your son, Jesse?
So the story that comes to mind, I think we learn as much from our kids as we do almost any other area of life. There was a time when I was riding my bike with Jesse in a kid carrier on the back. And we live on a very steep hill on the edge of Gowanda. And I was pedaling up that hill with him in the back, and I couldn't stand up because I would have, you know, made a milkshake out of his brain just back and left and right, you know, so I knew I had to stay seated. And about halfway up the hill, I hear this little voice go, "We're moving back and forth," you know, kind of like he was annoyed that the bike was going back and forth, left and right, as I'm pedaling him up the hill. And God says, "How do you like it?" I thought, oh my goodness. So many times we moan and complain and wonder, quote unquote, where he is in the situation. And sometimes he is pedaling our butt up mm-hmm. a steep hill. Right. And the only thing we can register is the discomfort it's causing us. Do I have time to share another story?
Please.
I think Jesse mentioned this on the air a while back. There was a time in Jesse's life when he had a fear, and the fear was that somehow God in the middle of the night was going to teleport him to Loch Ness. And so night after night, this would come up and I would try and reason with him and say, "Jesse, it's just not going to happen." And he would say, "But Dad, his ways and thoughts are far above ours and we don't know his plans. He knows his plans. And look at what he did with Job or with Jonah. We don't know what he'll do." And I would say, you're right, but, and it didn't work. And so one night I realized that what he was afraid of, although highly unlikely, wasn't impossible. And I said, "Jesse, God could do that. He could. And the important thing for you to know is that no matter what he chooses to do, he is good and he has a plan. And no matter where our lives go or when they end, we land in his hands. And that is wonderful." And that night changed the story. And it was a lesson for me that my job was not to take away all of his fears or make his path straight. It was to, again, introduce him to the goodness of the one who could do those things, although I would like to be able to, I couldn't. And so that those two things have been major lessons that I've learned from Jesse. He's a unique and wonderful life. And even him coming to be with Family Life is a whole story of God's working details and playing the pieces on the chessboard in a way neither of us could have seen coming. And it's a massive blessing.
It really is. And again, this is we're talking with Pastor Dave Gable, Gowanda Assembly of God. And this podcast is not about Jesse, but it's a great picture of, and you just touched on it, how God deals with us. And then we, what a responsibility. Yes, a responsibility as a pastor, but a responsibility as a parent, those who are raising kids, to bring them up in that way. Because Jesse has this unique, and you said he's a very unique individual. He has a very unique way about him, in that he can get up in front of a, whether it be individuals, one-on-one, or a group of people, and be so vulnerable and admit those things that you just talked about, admit those things that he's scared about, the weaknesses, and but be very open and frank and honest about it, knowing who he serves. And that obviously comes from how he was brought up. It's not about, you know, Dave, or it's not about Jesse. It's about the God we serve. But that's God teaching us through you, through him. And he's now teaching it to other people. Just it's an amazing thing to witness for someone who, you know, we say is young, depending how which age you're going after. If you're 10 years old, right, Jesse's an old guy. But if you're, you know, if you're our age or older, it's like he's young, but he has so much wisdom in that he can be vulnerable yet strong, because it's not his strength. It's an amazing thing to witness.
Yeah, I think for sure. When we come in contact, when we have experiences where God has done something in our lives, it becomes a thing that we can't not share. And when he does things in spite of our weaknesses and fears, it kind of takes away our fear in just being a human and sharing that with someone else. You know, Steve, if you were dealing with a life-threatening disease and someone, a doctor came to you with an answer and it worked, your heart would be to share that cure with everyone who needed it. Mm. And to share that, you'd have to say, hey, I was sick and I found this. I think that's what he does in our lives. He gives us permission to be human. And realistically, from a biblical standpoint, can we really embrace the truth of salvation and the regeneration of his blood shed on the cross if we have never come in contact with the depth of our need for it? You know, I often say the good news is made good by how bad the bad news is. You know, when we come in contact with the depth of our need and then it's answered, it becomes in something we can't not share. So it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it really is. We've talked about a lot of deep subjects, a lot of truth here, Pastor Dave Gable with Gowanda Assembly of God. But also, and I'm bringing Jesse back in because that's my only vantage point of you. But Jesse has, and I love Jesse because he, like me, had really odd, wacky sense of humor. And I wonder, Pastor Dave, where does he get that from?
So some of it is obviously just growing up with the mom and dad he has. My dad is a hilarious storyteller. And over the years, I've come to realize that he's made half of it up on his own, you know, my dad. And so Jesse will share those things. And I used to drive him to Family Life 2 hours each way, mm-hmm, to volunteer when he was just 16. And we would laugh and just laugh about stories. And so he gets it a bit from my dad. Mm-hmm. And but you either have that wit or you don't. His brother Caleb, we roll on the floor sometimes laughing over the silliest things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, being funny and joking and laughing, he and his four brothers all have a bit of that buried in either their genetics or their upbringing or their grandfathers or whatever. So
it's a great medicine. We need more of it, don't we?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yep.
Pastor Dave Gable, yeah. Gowanda Assembly of God, we appreciate you taking the time and sharing your thoughts, sharing your story, but it's really God's story. And again, we appreciate you taking the time and look forward to, you know, we've never met face to face. We're doing this podcast, yeah, but I look forward to that. And again, continued blessings on Gowanda Assembly of God.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, Steve. It's been fun.
You've been listening to episode 17 of The Calling, a Family Life original podcast. If you've been encouraged by what you heard, be sure to share it with others and click the subscribe button so you know when future episodes are available. Family Life's original podcasts such as The Parable Podcast, Therese Talk, If That Makes Sense, 10 Minutes With, and The Rise Up Podcast can be found at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or familylife.org. Family Life is listener-supported, and your faithful partnership makes ministry outreach through podcasts like this possible. Find out more at familylife.org.